This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden is an idiot. And I don't say this, folks, because he's had multiple brain surgeries. I mean, I think three times they've gone inside of Joe Biden's skull. And then they had to locate the brain, which took a little time, and do whatever operations they did. But that's not why I'm calling him an idiot. I'm calling him an idiot because he set up the family's criminal enterprise after having multiple brain surgeries. And then, worse than that, he put his sex, porn, drug-addicted son in charge of said enterprise. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Now, you're going to say, Kevin, this is more the same. You say the same thing every show. I do. I'll admit it. I'm not going to run from it. But we do have some new developments. Now, I've talked about some of them. I've talked about what Comer has had and what he's intimated, etc. And it's going to be a rough week for the Bidens, okay? It's going to be a rough week for leftism. It's going to be a rough week for the Democrats. It's going to be a rough week for the DNC. It's going to be a rough week for media. It's going to be a rough week for social media. These people are going to struggle. And it's for one simple reason. They have never wanted to accept the truth. And now, I don't know if you've seen this, but they have now gotten this new evidence. It was breaking on Friday that the Biden laptop revealed newly discovered bank accounts. This one in Maltese that Hunter Biden had opened by Burisma that coincides with the $10 million bribery allegations that involves the Biden family and Burisma that was reported by that very capable source that the FBI ignored. Oh, by the way, did I mention the FBI may have a bad week, a bad month, a bad year? Again, I welcome you. Mykolaj Joluchevsky, Burisma's founder, paid a $5 million bribe to both Joe Biden and his son. And he had faced allegations for money laundering, but he employed Hunter Biden to leverage his influence in order to halt the investigations.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was, 6 hours? I said, we're leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
And by solid, Joe meant friendly to the Biden family. Closing in. I don't want to be one of these. The walls are closing in on the Bidens. The walls are closing in. The walls are closing in on the Bidens. But the walls are closing in on the Bidens. See, I don't know what it... to be honest with you, I'm shocked that the Bidens have lasted this long. I give them credit. I give them irradiated nuclear cockroach credit that they survived this long. Because nobody should be able to withstand this type of, not even scrutiny, just obvious. Joe Biden, literally, I mean, this is how demented the guy is. He was up there bragging, yeah, we all know Joe's got some clout. You want to bring your problem to me? Not only can I solve my problem, I'll withhold money, I will use the American taxpayer money, and I will get what I want, and you don't have to worry about it. Don't worry about us getting in trouble. It was a freaking commercial. Invest with us. We can protect you. Come raid, rape, rob, steal, pillage America. Don't worry. I got you.
You don't have the authority to do this. I tell you what.
Why don't you call the president? See what he says about it. I made it happen, man. My word is to Biden. That's what I do. He literally convicts himself right there. There's no alleged. That's what he did. And you know who was looking into Volodetsky or whatever, this Ukrainian Burisma oligarch? You know who. This is what happened. I love it. I just think this, again, look at the timelines, look at what was happening, and now look what we find out. And Biden never believed. Somebody assured him. In this crazy brain of you, well, forget the movies. These forensic accountants don't know what they're doing. They'll never be able to track you down. Joey, don't sweat it, bro. Yeah? Well, he's sweating it now. And let me tell you, his party is sweating it, and everybody else I let in with is sweating, including this feckless, feeble, skankity FBI that allowed it to happen. And let me tell you, you want to have some questions? Does Congress have a reason to bring these clowns up and say, why didn't you respond to this? Why didn't you do something? Why didn't you investigate? What are you going to hold back now, Christopher Wray? What redacted documents are you going to put in front of us this time? We're just getting started, people. For those of you wondering about the timeline of that Joe Biden clip where he blatantly, publicly admits that he pressured Ukraine's president to fire the prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, who was investigating Hunter Biden's ties to Burisma. Let me just let you know. 2018. Remember that magical 2017 year we're talking about, where Joe Biden went in 2016 from less than $500,000, whatever he and Dr. Jill made, to suddenly making $15.6 million that we know of, that's above the board? Because let me tell you, don't be surprised if the Bidens have double. It's kind of like an iceberg. What you see above the horizon, above the waterline, is nothing compared to what's below the waterline. How much money do you think Joe and Hunter could have done when we find out that Hunter didn't pay taxes and he owed $2 million that some Hollywood mogul paid for him? What else could these people have gotten into? With everything Hunter was involved in, you think maybe some people were giving these guys briefcases full of money? And who's got them by the yin-yang? Who's got them on recording or video? What level of compromise is the United States because of that crooked Biden family?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And as an ancillary issue to everything that we just talked about in terms of the getting rid of the prosecutor is, of course, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, his work for that gas company. Does former VP Biden now have any regret that he didn't tell Hunter Biden, you know what, I just don't need the headache, don't work there?
No, because he didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, the White House said in 2014 that there was no issue with Hunter having that job.
As they said in the movie The Fugitive, care to walk that back? Wow. Folks, it is starting to break. It's not going to be good for Joe Biden, I'm telling you, which is good. I mean, it's good for America. This is not going to be good for Joe Biden because he's gotten away with a lot. Trump exposed this and got Biden to commit in front of the world that he hadn't done anything wrong because he was so hell-bent on getting Donald Trump that, and as I said, thinking he's bulletproof, here's what happened. Joe Biden ended up exposing himself. Here's what I'd like to do before we play this clip, though. I want to remind you what Joe Biden said about Donald Trump not paying his taxes.
I get treated worse than the Tea Party got treated. Because I have a lot of people in there, okay. Deep down in the IRS, they treat me horribly. We made a deal, it was all settled, until I decide to run for president. I get treated very badly by the IRS, very unfairly. But why did he, he's been saying this for 4 years. Show us. Just show us. Stop playing around. You've been saying for 4 years you're going to release your taxes. Nobody knows, Mr. President. What they do know is you're not paying your taxes, or you're paying taxes that are so low. When last time he said what he paid, he said, I only pay that little because I'm smart. I know how to game the system. Come on. Come on, folks.
Okay. Come on. Come on, folks. Now you know what we're dealing with? We're dealing with Joe Biden's son who doesn't pay his taxes.
Talk to us about these transactions, because, you know, they've tried to leak to the press that Hunter Biden is going to be charged with tax issues. Is it because he wasn't paying taxes on all of the money that Chinese officials and Ukrainian officials and Russian officials were wiring into his account?
Right. Yeah, he has at least a $2 million tax bill with the IRS. I don't know how many people you know that owe the IRS over $2 million, but Hunter Biden is one of them. But honestly, Maria, the tax evasion is the least of Hunter Biden's problems.
Okay, I'll go with that, Comer. But is it the least of Joe Biden's problems? I mean, we now know that Hunter Biden didn't pay money on his taxes on some of this money. But now that we're finding new accounts, what happens? I'm just positing a query here, but what happens if it turns out Joe Biden has another $10 million that they track down and it appears nowhere? This guy becomes a tax evader. And isn't it interesting that while there's all this hoopla over Donald Trump's taxes, did anybody circle back in any kind of way and say, don't you find it a bit disingenuous that Joe Biden would be criticizing Donald Trump for not paying, supposedly not paying his taxes on legitimate business? And you've got Hunter, who's got a $2 million tax bill. How does that happen? Look, if you didn't pay, I don't know what you made, but let's say you had a $2,000 discrepancy in your taxes and you made $100,000 a year. Is that forgivable? Sure it is. But if you had a $200,000 tax, you know, problem with your, I don't know what Hunter made in a particular year, but if 25, what does it take for the IRS to go, whoa, wait a minute here. This isn't just a tax problem. This is you hiding money. See, if you're a multi-billionaire and you make a $2 million error, I get it. But if you're a millionaire and you make a $2 million error, I don't get it. If you're a $100,000 and you make a $100,000 error, I don't get it. See, because it doesn't happen. The only way that happens is when somebody is hiding their money. And that was a clue right there. It was a clue for everybody. Hunter Biden was hiding his money. And so is Joe. And remember, they told us, oh, it's not Joe's fault, it's not Joe's fault. By the way, I don't know anything about my son's business. I've never participated. I've never taken a dime, is what Joe Biden said. Do we have that clip yet?
China and for a Ukrainian energy company when you were vice president. In retrospect, was anything about those relationships inappropriate or unethical?
Nothing was unethical. Here's what the deal. With regard to Ukraine, we had this whole question about whether or not, because he was on the board, I later learned, of Burisma, a company, that somehow I had done something wrong. Yet every single solitary person, when he was going through his impeachment, testifying under oath to work for him, said, I did my job impeccably. I carried out U.S. policy. Not one single solitary thing was out of line. Not a single thing. Number one. Number two, the guy who got in trouble in Ukraine was this guy trying to bribe the Ukrainian government to say something negative about me, which they would not do and did not do because it never, ever, ever happened. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
That wasn't the exact clip, but it's still a little bit telling. By the way, we're going to get more into this Twitter feed that happened on Friday, but I still want to find this clip where Biden says, I didn't do anything. Now, in that particular one, he says, my son didn't make any money from, what do you call it, China. A lie. But here's the other clip. I think, right, guys?
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China, and in fact is talking about me taking money. I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever.
Welcome back, everybody. So, what's interesting is Biden doesn't realize how bad of a liar he is. And he hasn't had to because he's lied and he's gotten away with it. He got lied as a senator. He's gotten away with it. He became a VP. He lied there. He's got away with it. He lied. He got to be president. You want to talk about a bad precedent to let a guy, a convicted pathological liar, convicted in a court of public opinion anyway, and he gets to be president. What a signal you send to your kids. But here's how you know Biden's lying. I've never taken not one single penny. Really? Didn't bring back, you know, some money somebody gave. I mean, that's so ridiculous to say. And it's at a level of minutiae that you cannot say that. You know, if you said to me, Kevin, have you not taken a penny from France or whatever, I'd go, well, I will tell you this, I never intentionally did. I might say that. I'd say, I can tell you this, I'm not involved with any companies. Certainly wouldn't. But to tell you, I've never taken a penny. And he gets very particular. I've never taken a penny. But this guy, he did. Oh, but look at what he did. He set up a bank account over there. He's a businessman. He set up a bank account. Now, we didn't go into that, but that's what he said in the action going further in the clip. Joe Biden is guilty dog barking. Everything is body language. Everything says it. But he wants you to believe he's a truthful guy. And I love what they ask, do you have any regrets? Yeah, do you have any? Yeah, you got some regrets. Now, here's what we're going to be talking about for the rest of the hour. The docs for opening the bank account. I wanted to talk more about that this segment, but we will cover it when we come back. Stay here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard's hunting for a small sub used to take tourists to the wreckage of the Titanic. It holds 5 people, including 3 who pay more than $250,000 each to ride 2 miles down into the North Atlantic to see the Titanic. More restrictions on former President Trump and his legal team regarding classified documents. A federal judge is banning Trump and his lawyers from disclosing evidence, and Trump may view the evidence only in the presence of his lawyers. President Biden's California bound for an event on fighting the climate crisis and for his first re-election campaign event.
If you look at what the president has done the last 2 years, it is more than any other president has done ever.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre aboard Air Force One. It's a double-dose challenge in some parts of Texas today, recovering from deadly tornadoes and storms and enduring more triple-digit heat. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden got some splaining to do. Lucy! So this is from Vadim Pozharsky. He's apparently with Burisma, and he says, "Hope all is well. As I've already informed you before, Burisma is opening an account at the Maltese Bank, and with that in mind, I would like to kindly ask you to provide the following: certified true copies of passports, bank reference letter, utility bills showing proof of residential address, not more than 3 months old. All documents should be addressed with the appropriate apostille. Also, please send originals to the following address," and he sends it to Malta. "Very sorry for the inconvenience." Welcome back, folks. This is the trail that you cannot hide. This is what gets anybody. This is why we set the system up the way we did. We wanted to be able to track down people doing devilish things. And guess what the Bidens were doing? Anybody want to guess? Yeah. Y'all made me get ethnic. So, this is Burisma's contact saying, "We're going to set you guys up." Then Hunter Biden says, "We are working on this. I was traveling with my dad and had my passport abroad last week." And then he's obviously responded to the thing. Then Hunter Biden's assistant a few weeks later says this: "Hi, Vadim. I guess it is Vadim. He says, "We are slowly getting there. Not sure this is helpful, but attached is the color passport, utility bill, and bank reference letter. They still need to be apostilled, though, which we will do when we get the other requested documents. Just wanted to confirm with you what is required for a certified declaration of source wealth, including profile. We can provide a letter from Hunter's corporation, Owasco, confirming his annual salary. Is that what the bank is looking for?" Now, this was in March of 2016. Here's the next post. "Dear colleagues, thank you for bearing with us. All received." So it's from Vadim to Joan Meyer, who's Hunter's assistant. They copied Hunter and a bunch of other people who I don't know who they are. He says, "Dear colleagues, thank you for bearing with us. All received. Have a good evening." And then attached is a document with Hunter's tax ID number and signature so Devin can add his. So this is proof that Hunter Biden was getting this money. Now, I don't know where the rest of it comes in, but here's what I do know. I mean, and when I say I don't know where the rest of it comes in, I'm saying the tie to Joe Biden, but there is. according to everybody involved with this, there is a tie to Joe Biden, because not only did they write the $5 million check to Hunter, they wrote it to Joe. Now, did they keep them separate? That's what has me a bit intrigued. Who was running interference for Joe? Because what I'm seeing here is they're being very careful to keep him out of it. But there is the other side of this where the guy goes, nope, I took care of all of them. I took care of both of them. But here's an interesting little thing about Sata Bank, which is the bank that the Bidens used in the Maltese. In 2018, Sata Bank was closed for money laundering violations. I know, hard to believe. Hard to believe. Jeez, I was floored by this. Because who would think that the Bidens might be laundering money? They said an investigation started for suspicious transactions tied to illegal activities. Auditors found in 2020 that around $11 billion in suspicious transactions went through the bank of the Bidens, Sata Bank. I know. You're saying to yourselves, Kevin, you clearly can see that the Bidens are innocent. Yeah, because the 178 suspicious activity reports tied to a bank set up by Burisma at a bank that is now defunct because it is known for money laundering. And, of course, we have all the documentation that shows that these Biden cohorts saying it will take them 10 years to unravel what we've done, so they're not going to be able to follow the money trail. Just goes to show you how cocky these guys were. And the Biden family, I don't know, got all those SARs out there. Interesting times, folks. But maybe this is the one that's kind of the coup de grace. Because it goes back to Joe Biden saying, I don't know, I've never done anything with my kid. I don't know anybody's business. Do we have that clip? I'm sure we have that clip, right?
But then we saw the visitor logs, and they revealed that three associates did meet at the White House, even though now President Joe Biden swore he never knew about his son's business dealings. Watch.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business dealings?
Yes, I stand by that statement.
Three times Joe Biden was asked, is it just like when he gets asked about his grades? Just like when he gets asked about a piece of legislation that, you know, he did it. If he gets challenged by anything, I'll do more push-ups, you dog, face 20. So, I mean, everything with Joe Biden, I stand by it. Yeah. I'll give him this. He understands the rule of politics. Once you tell it, you got to stick with it. Welcome back. Look, guys, I'm not here to condemn the man. I've condemned him. But I'm saying for you, I haven't. I'm giving you the evidence that I use to come to my conclusions. You do what you want. If you don't believe it, if you think Joe's a stand-up guy, he's a stand-up fella, Kevin. He's got hairy legs, turned blonde in the sun. That's why you want to play with him. But whatever it is that attracts you to the man, cool. But I don't buy it. But here's the letter that got me. Dated 4/17 of 2015. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent some time together. It's reality. It's realty. I'm sorry. I'm reading it as it's written. It's realty and honor and pleasure. Yep. So Joe Biden, who says, I don't know anything about my son's stuff. This was in 4/17, April 17th of 2015. 2016, Joe starts realizing, you know what? I better take advantage of this. I've only got a little bit of time left here to make this work. And we better start feathering the nest. So he gets the family together. He tells them what they're going to do, and they go at it. And Joe Biden says, do not put me in it. Act as if you're on your own. You're whatever your product is, it's not me, at least publicly. Privately, I want my cut. I want my money. And then, Joe, this is 4-15 of 2015. 4-17 of 2015. That's tax day. That's right around tax time where Joe looked at his taxes and said, you know what? I could do better. I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul. I'm not making enough. I can now, I'm getting ready to transition out. I better take advantage of everything that I have. And all this is already underway. I'm telling you, this has been orchestrated. I'd love to be able to go back to the beginning, the timeline, and figure out where it occurred. Probably happened sometime. The whole family, Jill said, you know what? We're watching all these people get rich. I'm now Dr. Jill. I want more. Why are we suffering, Joe? And the family got together, and he says, Hunter, you got to get your act together. You're going to be point man for the family. You're going to sell my influence. And they did, and we played the clip of Joe Biden openly bragging about saving his son's butt when Ukraine was starting to crack down on corruption. But Joe said, you're going to have to take a pause, pump the brake a minute, because you're not going to start working on corruption just yet. Let us get our stuff set up. Let us get our money coming in. Then we'll pretend we're all in this together. Kumbaya. And you know what I'm going to do? When I'm put into office and these puppeteers tell me what needs to happen, I'm going to make sure you get that money back in spades. Now, I don't know how you connect dots, but I would tell you this. Ukraine got the best end of the deal. Not only did they get the $1 billion they needed to get, over a few million to give to the Biden family, they got $200 billion of your American greenbacks at the courtesy of Joe Biden's corruption. And they wonder, is he compromised? Really? Is he compromised? You know he's compromised by every country. And Joe has a panache, a knack for dealing with banks that are under, you know, being looked at for corruption, 178 suspicious activity reports, and a host of other things that absolutely point to this guy being a scumbag. But he's a Democrat scumbag.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mr. President, what do you say to Americans to convince them that they should trust the independence and fairness of the Justice Department when your predecessor Donald Trump repeatedly attacks it?
Because you notice, I have never one single time, suggested to the Justice Department what they should do or not do, or else to bring a charge or not bring a charge. I'm honest.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside.
Happening lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class that have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right.
The quality, it's not just that we're being propagandized from this administration. The quality of the propaganda really does feel like something out of a backwater regime. I mean, the idea that Vladimir Putin is responsible for the destruction of the U.S. dollar, and that we're supposed to believe this, when Joe Biden did two things when he came into office that caused the inflation crisis. One, he passed the American Rescue Act, and two, he reversed President Trump's energy revolution. Those two actions, and those two actions alone, are what created the conditions for this inflation crisis. So it is Biden's price hike, for which he is 100% responsible. Every drop of oil that the world gets from Russia could be replaced with billions and billions and billions of oil reserves to spare just by American production. We have reserves of oil, shale, and natural gas, what President Trump calls liquid gold, under our feet, that truly make us the envy of the world. But right now we're the laughingstock of the world because we won't use it.
The evacuation occurred because the withdrawal was, they did not realize the Taliban would take over so quickly. They did not realize the Taliban would fall in 11 days, and that's why you ended up with this chaos. That's why you ended up with so many desperate people. Just on July 8th, the president was saying there's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of an embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. They were clinging to airplanes in those early days. He was touting the Afghan forces, saying, I trust the capacity of the Afghan military. The president said they were ready, they were prepared for this, but no one was prepared for 11 days for the Taliban to take over. The president also promising on July 8th that we can guarantee the safety of the interpreters. There are thousands of interpreters in Afghanistan right now who are desperate and frightened. And just about a month ago, he told our George Stephanopoulos that he would get all Americans out. They've gotten 90% of those out. And that 10% right now is scared and still does not know exactly how they're going to get out. David.
All the information in this particular hour, most of it has been from Marco Polo. You should see the book. They have a 600-plus page book that has all the Hunter Biden stuff. I'd buy it. I would. It's unbelievable. It would be a bestseller. Instantaneously. I don't know if they can sell it, but I would put my name on the list to buy that book. Not because I want to see all the crap that Hunter Biden did, but I want to document what the left is willing to tolerate, what they're willing to overlook. In case you ever want to run for office. It would be the Bible of the Republicans. I'd say, well, look on page 313. And see where Hunter did this, and Joe let him. This is a family that has known all about Hunter Biden stuff. Anyway, here's where I want to get to. Said it was a 630-page report, 2,020 citations that thoroughly document 459 crimes. And here are the crimes. 140 business crimes. 191 sex crimes. 128 drug crimes. I don't know if there's any others like possession of a weapon, things like that, but that's what they've got listed here. And what was interesting is, as I looked at this this Twitter thread that I went for the two segments on, what was most interesting to me were the replies, the comments that people made. As I said, people get it. And of course, there's a stream of consciousness that, and some where people, you can tell, we're all on the same wavelength. And here was one. And I said it before. Burisma, a company with alleged money laundering issues, opens a Maltese bank account in Malta at Sata Bank for Hunter Biden in a country known for laundering, and people called it Satan Bank, which closed down for money laundering. Now, I said that before in the previous segment. The unbelievable hubris of this group to say, you know what? Let's go to a country where laundering money is normal. Let's go to a bank that is known for laundering money. Let's open the bank account there. And the person opening the bank account is known for money laundering, but we're not supposed to know there's gambling in the casino. The Bidens literally, how much more can you put it on Front Street? We're dealing with a money launderer who goes to a country known for money laundering, who sets up with a bank that's known for money laundering. And the people got it. Here's another one that I think most people would agree with. It's interesting that the sitting first family has a laptop publicly released with hundreds of thousands of emails, text messages, and photographs spanning the last decade, and the mainstream press is not interested in reporting on it. Don't you find that interesting, too? This is the story of the decade. This is a story that everybody could take sections, and you'd never, I mean, you could have 15 Nancy Grace publications on any one of these topics and talk about them for a month. Nobody's covering it. Here's one that I thought was kind of intriguing. Does anyone believe that these two can outsmart criminal investigators? The only way they have got away with it is because the investigators were in on it also. Now, I made this comment, but I made it in a different way. I said, when you're a money launderer, when you're doing what the Bidens are doing at a much larger scale and they get caught, there's only so much you can do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if the Bidens get caught with a little bit of cocaine, but you're a cocaine, you've got kilos, and they get caught with ounces, you're not going to be all indignant. I can't believe that they had ounces of cocaine in their possession, right? You can't say that because you're a pimp on a bigger scale. And this is what I told you. The reason why these guys are not being attacked by either party, I mean, the Republicans are, there are a few good Republicans that are doing it. Think of them as those last vestige of good guys in there. That there are FBI guys like this right now that are saying, we want to do our part. There are CIA guys like that, the whistleblowers. They want to do their part. And you know what they need? They need a safe place to land. They get that, we'll expose this crooked, dirty, deep state skankfest. But people can't believe it because it isn't believable. You don't put a crackhead in front of the family enterprise and think you're going to keep a lid on the bucket. You have to have other people ready and willing to help you out with it. And that's what we're witnessing. But here's the good news, people. I'm always going to leave you with it. They're not going to get away with it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.